This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump and French President Emmanuel Macron attended a ceremony Thursday at the American Military Cemetery in Normandy to mark the 75th anniversary of D-Day. Henry Ridgewell has details.
U.S. President Donald Trump and French President Emmanuel Macron arrived here to sunlit skies. In the front row, the veterans were given repeated ovations. The French president spoke first.
We know what we owe to you, veterans, our freedom.
President Trump continued the tribute to the fallen and to the veterans.
Our cherished alliance was forged in the heat of battle, tested in the trials of war, and proven in the blessings of peace. Our bond is unbreakable.
European leaders have repeatedly praised America's sacrifice, hoping to underline to President Trump the importance of the transatlantic bond. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Colville-sur-Mer, France.
The African Union says it has suspended Sudan from all activities until a civilian-led government is formed. The AU Peace and Security Council announced the suspension Thursday as protest leaders in Sudan rejected an offer from the ruling military council to negotiate the country's political future. The protest leaders said the call for talks is insincere following this week's deadly crackdown on demonstrators in Khartoum, which witnesses blamed on the militia that is known as the Rapid Support Forces. Doctors allied with the opposition said the death toll from the crackdown had risen to 108 as of Wednesday. The Sudanese Health Ministry issued a statement that said the number is no more than 46. This is VOA News. The United States pushed Mexico on Thursday to do more to curb the surge of Central American migrants headed north to the U.S., with President Donald Trump renewing his threat to impose a 5% tariff on imported goods from Mexico next week if no agreement is reached. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence said initial talks with Mexico this week were positive, but the United States wants Mexico to increase its efforts to curb the flow of thousands of migrants from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. Trump, in Europe for the D-Day commemorative events, said the latest talks were being held with the understanding that if no agreement is reached, tariffs at the 5% level would begin on Monday. They would rise to 25% by October. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said he thinks a deal will be reached because it's best for Mexico and the United States to maintain friendly relations. President Trump might not like the trade numbers he's hearing from the Commerce Department. AP's Ben Thomas tells us why.
The latest numbers show the nation's trade deficit, something President Trump sees as a sign of economic weakness, actually shrank in April. At the same time, however, the deficit with China grew nearly 30%, with U.S. exports to China falling off and Chinese imports here growing. In France, reporters asked President Trump when he might make a call on his threatened tariff hikes on another $300 billion worth of Chinese goods.
I will make that decision, I would say, over the next 2 weeks, probably right after the G20.
Chinese President Xi Jinping will be at that summit in Japan.
I'll be meeting with President Xi, and we'll see what happens.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
U.S. productivity surged in the first 3 months of the year, AP's Mike Hempen reports.
The Labor Department says productivity grew at a rate of 3.4% from January through March, the best showing in more than 4 years. However, it was down slightly from the initial estimate of 3.6% made last month. That was mainly due to a downward revision in the gross domestic product. The first quarter gain was more than double the fourth quarter increase. Productivity is the amount of output per hour of work. It's a key factor in determining the economy's growth potential. Mike Hemp in Washington.
The International Monetary Fund is warning the U.S. economy could be weakened by escalating trade wars or a sudden downturn in global financial markets. In an annual review of the U.S. economy, the IMF said it was on pace for a 2.6% growth track this year. But the report also said the economy appears to be increasingly vulnerable amid investor concern over America's trade wars, noting they could trigger worsening global financial conditions. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.